everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Last Thursday, Mormon Channel released an all-new episode of His Grace. For those who have never watched the series, it shares the stories of several different people. They share their life challenges and how their faith has helped give them the strength to go on. The all-new episode tells the story of Monica, a wife and a mother who struggled with infertility for years and was faced with a life-changing trial. I'll be sharing her story and some afterthoughts on the video, so make sure to keep listening.
Hello, you're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is that right?
Okay.
Hey guys, welcome back.
So this is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose. Oh, wait, no, daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to
Mormon Channel Daily. Infertility and miscarriage can be a hard topic to talk about, especially as women. But what we don't realize is that both of these challenges are also very common amongst women. These challenges affect not only the one who bears it, but also their spouses and their families. And it's important that women can share their stories for others to hear, especially others who may be going through something similar. Monica shares that she and her husband had struggled with infertility for most of their marriage. She says there were definitely moments where infertility started to tear us apart, and the stresses and the frustrations were just too much. After years of trying to conceive a child, they were blessed with the miracle of their son, and they were so excited to be parents. And after their son was a couple of years old, they decided they wanted to continue to grow their family and once again began trying to have another child. They were again faced with the struggle of infertility, but decided this time to seek out help from a fertility treatment center. A couple weeks after the treatment, she took a pregnancy test and immediately a positive sign showed up on the test. And she says, "I immediately broke down and said, 'Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you.'" They were very excited when they found out it was going to be a girl, and they looked forward to having another member of their family. Monica was well into her pregnancy when she started feeling less and less of her little girl move, and she decided to go into the doctor just to get a checkup. She recalls not feeling worried at all and knowing that everything was going to be all right, but after a couple minutes during the ultrasound, the nurse looked at her and said, "I'm so sorry. There's no heartbeat." She and her husband were so shattered by the news. After trying for so long and being so excited and happy, now they were left heartbroken and with a lot of questions. Monica explains that in that moment, even though it was so hard and they were both completely heartbroken, that she felt God's arms scoop her up and knew that He was there to comfort her. Yeah, the pain was there and it was real, but even through all the pain, she could feel Him there beside her. She says that there are still moments when it all comes back, and in her own words, she states, "I still have my moments where I feel bitter and I feel frustrated that this is part of my life." Monica had to go back to the hospital and deliver her baby and later decided to have a private funeral with just her husband and son for their baby. She says she's still trying to figure out how to navigate through life after this huge tragedy. I'm so grateful that Monica was brave enough to share her story, and I know that it will touch so many people, especially women who can relate or are going through similar situations. But one of the things that touched me the most about the video were her final words. She says, "I am so grateful for a Savior who loves us so much. He allows us to hurt so that He can heal us and put us together better than when we were before. I think that is the definition of the Savior's grace." Sometimes we might have questions. We might wonder, why is this happening to me? After everything I've done, after I've tried to be good, why is this the challenge that I'm faced with? And yeah, the pain is real and it's going to be hard, and it's going to require a lot of faith and prayer. But I think the most important thing that we can understand is that God understands what we're going through. He understands the kind of pain that we're in. And because He does understand, He can help us through it. and he'll hold our hand or he'll put his arm around us, just like he did for Monica. You can watch this amazing new video of his grace on mormonchannel.org or on YouTube. I've also put it in the description below, so please feel free to share it, especially with someone who may be struggling with a similar situation. And you can also view other past His Grace episodes on our website. It's probably one of my favorite series. And so thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And remember, you can listen every Monday through Friday for a daily uplifting message.